A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke, chapter 21, verses 34 to 36. Jesus said to his disciples, "Watch yourselves, or your hearts will be coarsened with debauchery and drunkenness and the cares of life. And that day will be sprung on you suddenly like a trap, for it will come down on every living person on the face of the earth. Stay awake, praying at all times for the strength to survive all that is going to happen, and to stand with confidence before the Son of Man." The Gospel of the Lord. Today is the last day of the year before Advent begins. And so we have the haunting teaching of Jesus about being ready. I cannot ever remember my mum and dad ever giving me advice or warning me when finishing with school, nor can I remember any warning coming from Brother Finian, our school principal. But I do remember being scared by someone, as I am sure many of you did. I think it was when I went on a class retreat, when I was in year 11 or year 12. We were all scared of committing a mortal sin and then getting hit by a bus before being able to go to confession. "God will get you," was the warning. The early Christians were scared about the end of the world. They thought it was going to come very soon. So everyone was told to be ready. It will come at an hour you do not expect. Jesus' advice today seems to fit into this warning. Don't let debauchery, drunkenness, and the cares of the world destroy you. In My Fair Lady, Alfred Doolittle sings, "You can have it all and not get caught." Maybe we could. So life was really a gamble for him. But when you think of it, this is a very negative morality. It is also sad because it is the opposite of the teaching of Jesus. His main teaching was, if you want happiness, be kind, gentle, merciful, forgiving even your enemy. Look after the poor, the sick, and the broken. That is not just about being good to others, but it is also, according to Jesus, the way to happiness, the way to life. And when Jesus comes, he will then say, "Well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the kingdom." It seems to me much better than going through life always looking over your shoulder, worrying about some God with a big stick. Our God doesn't have one.